to join us, our society, he must be aware of the fact that he must be ready to go wherever the superior sends him in order to fulfill our missionary mandate, even if this entails leaving his own country, his own mother tongue, and his cultural milieu.
And how many years takes for the formation?
Roughly, generally, it takes somewhere from 7 to 9 years of formation.
Okay.
First, in some places, we start with the novitiate. In other places, for example, in the U.S., we start after the philosophy. But in general, one candidate takes roughly 6, 7 to 9, 10 of preparation.
Preparation.
Yeah.
Okay. Before they are sent to mission.
To mission.
Okay.
During their preparation, the candidate could apply for cultural experience in another culture, in another country, to experience this cultural transition also while they are being trained.
Okay. So, and how many SVDs are there in the world, and what countries do they serve?
Well, we are SVD numbered around 6,000 in the world right now. And we are present in 72 countries in the world, being South Sudan, the newest nation state in the world, the latest country that we enter upon the invitation of the local bishop 2 years ago.
Okay, so it's time for our break now, but we'll be back to carry on our discussion with Father Lucas.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298 or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Welcome back to Mission Matters Live. If you are just tuning in, I'm Edwin Rondon of the Office of Mission Education for the New Evangelization. My guest today is Father Lucas Batmomolin of the Divine Word Missionaries. And we've been talking about mission and transition. So, Father Lucas, could you please tell us how the SVDs got here in the U.S.?
Okay, thank you very much for asking this question. But first of all, I would like to begin with the foundation of our society. So the Society of the Divine Word was founded in 1875 by St. Arnold Johnson, a German diocesan priest who was very moved with what he read on the Mission magazine about the great need to proclaim the gospel to the people in the Far East countries. And 4 years after the opening of the first mission house in Steyl, Netherlands, Arnold Johnson was able to send 2 first missionaries to China.
Mm-hmm.
Here in the U.S., 2 Divine Word Missionaries brothers were the first ones to arrive in 1895. Later, the presence of the SVD grew and established a place in the village of Northbrook, now known as Tecne. Since the beginning, the Society of the Divine Word was open to both sending new missionaries to all over the world and to train the local people to take over the responsibility in bringing forward the missionary task, including forming the local religious priests and brothers. And for example, here in the U.S., the Society of the Divine Word Missionaries opened the first seminary for Black Americans in Greenville, Mississippi, in 1923. I would like to add something about our congregation, the members. We are so diverse, and we value diversity among us, and we celebrate it with the people we serve. The Chicago province, for example, is a good example that reflects our diversity. In Chicago province, we are about 250 members, and we come from 27 different nationalities, and we serve people from 20 different ethnicities and languages. Geographically, Chicago province is big because it's from Montreal, Toronto in Canada to northeast of the U.S. to Midwest region and Mississippi, and plus 9 different countries in the Caribbean.
So, good. So as you know, missionaries who go to proclaim the good news to other cultures go through a process of transition. Have you experienced this transition in your missionary experience, Father?
Yes, of course. I experienced these transitions, or better, transitions in my own skin. And you know, I have moved a couple of times during my life from one place to another, from one country to another, from one culture to another. First from Indonesia to Brazil for my first assignment, and then from Brazil back to Indonesia for a couple of months. And that time required me a readjustment process to my own country. And after that, from Indonesia to the U.S. for studies, which required another adaptation to a new culture. And after that, I was back to Indonesia, and now I am back to U.S. again. So I have gone through different kind of processes of adjustment to a new culture and readjustment to my own culture or the culture I had been living in before. And I would like to talk about my experience first assignment to Brazil. I can tell you that my first and biggest transition was when I went to Brazil for my first assignment. I consider it as the biggest because it was the first time I left my family and my relatives, friends, and my home country to meet the totally new people, new culture in a new country. Also, at the same time, it was very challenging, because for the first time, I experienced a totally new way of dealing with other people in another new situation using a completely different language. So suddenly, I felt and found myself in a new situation where, whether I like it or not, wish it or not, I had to talk to people, different ones, using their own language and not my own. Understand them in their own way and not my own. Also to adapt to their food, their way of life, etc., and not to stick in my own.
And how did you go through this transition?
Well, I can tell you that these transitions are common situations where anybody can experience the same things, and then go through the same difficulties. What makes it different from one person to another is the way the person feels it in his own skin. I had experienced them in my own skin and dealt with them in my own way. That's why I call it my missionary experience dealing with transitions that I had gone through. And I can tell you, I have three things to share with you regarding my first experience in Brazil. One is personal. When I arrived in Brazil in August 1992, at first, I didn't feel like a stranger at all because I was met by another missionary, Divine Word missionary, at the airport. Although he was not an Indonesian, mm-hmm. but I felt not a strange man in a stranger place because I know that he and I, we belong to the same religious family. Mm-hmm. And I was feeling okay until I went to my room and being alone there. That feeling of loneliness brought back all the good memories of everything that I just left behind in Indonesia. When I was alone, it was that time when I experienced the lack of that familiarity. The familiar faces and familiar things that I used to encounter, all suddenly, all became so distant, and that somehow made me sad.
And how did you deal with the language? Because I believe you didn't speak Portuguese by that time.
It's true. So the other thing I had to deal with was communication, and more specifically the Portuguese language. The first days were extremely difficult because with very little Portuguese that I had and few words that I had, it was almost no way to communicate with anybody. But I was very, very blessed because of my patience and mm-hmm. because of my consistency. I was patient because I knew that if I be patient, it's a matter of time to pick up the language. Mm-hmm. But I also have to be consistent in learning a new way, a new language, a new way of communication with them. And I have to be persistent as well in praying, because mm-hmm. without prayer, I couldn't do anything. So this kind of experience